నలనీడలోక ప్రాణాయకారుణ ఘనాఘన ప్రాప్త కళ్యాణ గుణర్ణవస్య వందే గురుశీ చరణ వందే గురుశీ చరణరవిందం వందే గురుశీ చరణరవిందం వందే గురుశీ చరణరవిందం వందే గురుశీ చరణరవిందం మహాప్రభుకి కౌన్ వందే గురుశీచరణే వందే Thank you.
and gave this upanam title of Saptam Goswami. If Bhakti Thakur was not there at that time, I think all the teachings and pure Gaudiya Vaishnavism has gone to ocean forever. He enlightened again all these things. It was like a darkness period for Gaudiya Vaishnava. At that time, anyone like Sahajiya is used to give Siddha process, Siddha Pranali. They used to call it Siddha Pranali. And Siddha Deha to all. They don't know even, those persons, not devotee, that don't knew any Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, no sadachar, nothing. And they used to go to their guru, like Sahajiya Babaji, and he used to give them this Siddha Deha and Siddha Pranali. They have a misconception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teachings. That to be with a wife of another person and to go to Vrindavan and to be with her and making children, and this is Gaudiya Bhajan. Like this. That you are gopi, this is Siddha Deha. Oh, come on. I am giving you Siddha Deha and Siddha Pranali. To whom? He is not knowing anything ABCD of any teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he knows that I am this body. He does not know that I am soul. I am the part and parcel and servant of Krishna eternally. He knows nothing. Even he don't know that after passing, how to clean, nothing. But they were given at that time, Siddha Deha and Siddha Pranali, that you are gopi. What is gopi? They used to think I am lover and loved, beloved, in this world, like this. So they think that collect any lady and be with her and enjoy, and this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy, this spring. At the time of death of any person, taking some money, and they used to do kirtan, Hare Krishna, and following the dead body. And having some poise, some rupees for that. Understand what I am telling? What I do? If anyone was dead, and he is a rich person, he told that collect some Vaishnava. And he went to this Vaishnava jati, Vaishnava, and told that I will give you some money. And so joined our this procession of dead body. And he used to do kirtan. Say, they used to do kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna. No one word of Krishna coming. And all do. Oh, very good, very good. They used to give some ruby to them. Also drinking wine. know her. Taking flesh and also meat and fishes. Know her, they are called Vaishnava. So all learned person, educated person, is used to have so much shame for this. Said, don't use to come in this Gaudiya Vaishnava. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the first person. He introduced this Chaitanya, philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in learned society. And then all knew this thing. That what is Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy? What was the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is really transcendental love and praying? After that, so he is Saptam Goswami, like Bhagirath, who brought Ganges in India. So he brought Bhakti Ganga in this world. And again, all began to inspire in this Gaudiya Vaishnava. If there was no Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we have not joined this mission. Never. If Swamiji was not here, but Swamiji was not gone to Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Siddhanta Saraswati not coming from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then where you are? So it is all coming from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He preached the doctrines were quite pure. Some says that he had not taken diksha from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And he has not taken Babaji base from anyone. He took himself Babaji base. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also did not take sannyas from anyone. So they are not bona fide Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line. They tell it lacking of intelligence and ignorance. They don't know what is Bhagavat Parampara, Guru Parampara and all these things. That is why they are. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given a very good line as Nodi Prabhu told and all others told. In Jaiva Dharma, Jaiva Dharma is last book, final book. He has written everything clearly. How a Siddha Deha can be given to anybody? And who is qualified person to take this? First, in Bhajan Rahasyam, he has written so many things very deeply. Those who want to enter in bhakti realm, they should try to follow this Bhajan Rahasya and Jaiva Dharma. His all books are like this. First we should try to serve first a slok, Chetodana Paramarjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Then we should follow and practice second a slok, Nam Namakari Bahudhani Sarvasha. Then third, what? Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarurapi Sahisuna. Be like this. And if it is practiced, then come in fourth slok. Na dhanam na janam. You should be detached from worldly desires and worldly tastes. Then when you will be pure, always chanting and remembering without any disturbance, then fifth will come. Ai nanda tanujika. This is Siddha Deha. In the beginning, who am I? I am eternal servant of Krishna. In what type? Everything in is our Atma. But like everything, potency is there in seed. So all the potency of that bhakti and everything in that in our Atma. But without water, air, light, a seed is not sprouted, and leaves and branches so many, and flowers, manjaris, and after that fruit also comes.
It is all in that seed of that creeper. But when it will be touched by the air, water, sunlight, and all these things, then he will be sprouted. Otherwise not. So when this fifth slok, Jivasaru, and after that, Nainam Galadasudharaya, Badanam Gadagadarudhaya Gira, Ulukar Nechitang Babuhokata, Tavanam Grahani Bhavishyati. When anyone will realize these things in his Atma, and he will see that I am eternal servant of Krishna, no worldly attachment at that time. That time, mercifully, the Swarup Shakti will manifest Ladini and Sambit in the heart of that devotee. Then he will begin to weep. He will rolling down on the earth at the taking the name of Krishna. Like Agatamani Jasodhanandana. Hey Nandasuno, where you are? Sometimes he will see in a glance, and at once he will run towards Krishna, and Krishna will go out of sight. Then he will run, rolling down, feeling separation. If anyone not feeling separation for Krishna, Siddhadev will not come. So at that time, Siddhadev will come, not before this. If anyone doing this thing artificially, they will go to hell. Like Babaji, lakhs and lakhs Babaji in Vrindavan, Radha Kunda, they are only giving birth of children and doing nonsense things. We know one of the brother of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kedarnath Bhakti Vinod, north of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He used to know that physical body was Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and we are son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. But Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur never told like this. He told like the associates of Krishna, Radha, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not as a father, that he was blood and flesh and all these things. But all his sons were like this, that we are the children of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So really, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur followed the path of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And what he told, he totally admitted and he followed that. So only Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is disciple or anything of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So our goal is Siddhadev. But what is Siddha Pranali? Who started it? From where it came? In what year it came? From whom came? From whom came this? Srila Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. They are Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, no Babaji. Anyone does not tell that Rupa Babaji and Sanatana Babaji. Srila Raghunath Babaji. And who get this Siddha Pranali to him? What is Siddha Pranali? Siddha Pranali is Sikh Shastra. From beginning, those who first they should know that I am eternal subject of Krishna, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And following Trinadapi Sunij and becoming detached from worldly attractions and chanting, remembering always 24 hours in the guidance of any very qualified Vaishnava. Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukrtananu Kramena Rasanamani Siniyodya तिष्ठन ब्रजे तदानुरागी जनानुगामी कालम नये दखिलामी. दिस इज सिद्ध प्रणाली. रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी टोल्ड दिस सिद्ध प्रणाली इन मनशिक्षा ऑल आर दिस प्रणाली एंड विदाउट एक्सेप्टिंग ऑल दिस थिंग्स ओ यू आर गोपी, यू आर ललिता गोपी, यू आर विशाखा गोपी. From where it came? Who first gave this? There is no history. It is not our culture. It is not the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Really, Siddhade comes from this. This is Siddha Pranali. Coming from Shraddha to Nishtha, Shraddha, then Guru Karan, Guru Bhajan, Guru Seva, and after that, भजन प्रणाली श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं पाद सेवनं अर्चनं वंदनं दर्शाख्यात्म निवेदनं और साधु संघ नाम कीर्तन भागवत श्रवण मथुरा वासी पुत्र श्रद्धा सेवन विल हैव टू कम इन दिस प्रोसेस. देन कृष्ण विल मर्सीफुली श्रीमती राधिका विल मर्सीफुली गिव this Siddhadev. As in Srimad Bhagavata it is stated, Narad took mantra from Sanakshanandan Sanatana and he left his mother crying. He was crying and yet he left her mother and went to dense forest. He took his their bath and he sat down very silently and he began to chant that mantra. We don't know how many years he practiced. And after that, Krishna came at once in his heart and at once vanished. He was weeping so much weeping. Then a Akashvani. A sky came and he heard that Narad, I will not give you darshan again. In this material body, you should go on chanting, remembering in this whole world. Always chanting and remembering. And glorifying my past times. At the nick of time, death will come and you will put your legs, feet on the head of death and you will be liberated. Narad began to do this, always chanting, remembering, doing on his Veena Yantra. Radhika Ramana Nami. Narada Bajaye Veena. Radhika Ramana Nami. Like this. Jashomati Nandana Prajavara Nagara Gokularanjana Kana Gopi Paranathana Madana Manohara Kaliya Damana Dha. Like this, all. Like the pastimes of Krishna in his own poetry, old song. After so many years, death came. At once Siddhadev came and that Siddhadev he did not use Biman or anything, no airplane, nothing like Dhruva. He was so much strong to go anywhere in this world by this body that was translated. This is and this is not the process that anyone coming to Gurudev give me some dakshina at least 5 rupees and you will be I will be the Gurudev of so many shishya. And these temptations they make so many disciples like this Babaji, giving Siddhadev,
and go to hell
with their disciples and guru both. So we should try to know all the processes that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told. There will be Shravana Dasha, Varana Dasha, there will be Smarana Dasha, Apana Dasha, Bhavapana Dasha, and then Sampatti Dasha. In Sampatti Dasha, this Siddhadeha will come. First, Shravana Dasha. You will have to hear by any bona fide guru, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the philosophy of Rupa Goswami. And after Varana Dasha, in Shravana Dasha, so there are so many things. So after that, it will come Varana Dasha. We will have to practice. In Shravana Dasha, there are so many things. Who are you? What is your name? Of this, not this body, of that body, transcendental body. Guru knows, and if Guru not knows, and by kalpana he tells that, kalpana, imagination, then it is false. So Guru knows all these things. Who are you? What is your name? What is relation with Krishna? What is relation with Srimati Radhika and Gopis? Where you live? What is your name of father, mother? What is your service? How is your beautiful roop? Roop means form. And what is where you live? That is Radha Kunda, Javad, Nandagram, or Varshana, your daughter of Vishwabhanu, or anything. And after that, what is Agya? Agya means, what is the service of Radha and Krishna, conjugal? And Palyadashi Bhav, and so many things, 11. You will have to hear and then practice. So in Shravana Dasha, from beginning of Jaiva Dharma, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the books of Rupa Goswami you will have to hear, and to know all these things. Then it will be Shravana Dasha. Not that you went to your Gurudev. Gurudev told that I am very beautiful gopi and your name is Lalita. At once. And this is Siddha Pranali. We don't know who began this Siddha Pranali. At the time of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Vishwanath Thakur Babaji. Anyone can tell him Babaji? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So at that time there was no this process to give anyone to this bogus gopi bhav. Not that. We should come in the real process. This was the main object of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has two lines. His teaching are in only two lines. Jive Daya, Krishna Naam, Sarvadharma Sar. Jive Daya, Krishna Naam, Sarvadharma Sar. What is this? Essence of all the teachings of Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Bhagavat, Gita, Puran, Shruti, Smriti, Pancharatra, everything is essence, two things. Jive Daya, Krishna Naam. What is the meaning of Jive Daya? Jive Daya? Mercy to? Two conditions. What is that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, what is Jive Daya? If you are successful in helping any conditioned soul to turn his mood, worldly moods, to turn towards Krishna service, this is the best daya or mercy to any condition. It is more than lakhs and lakhs hospital doing, university doing, lakhs and lakhs dollars of charities. It is more special thing. Only a realized soul can give this. So this is Jive Daya. How we can attain? Only by name. Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam Aiva Kevala. Only Naam. Name is Himself Krishna. But we can make it pure in the association of very bona fide Vaishnava, bona fide Guru. Otherwise, we cannot take pure name and pure Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti, what is Shuddha Bhakti? Raganuga Bhakti is Shuddha Bhakti. We think that this Vaidhi Bhakti is Shuddha Bhakti, not Shuddha Bhakti. Never. A spontaneous love to Krishna. This is Raganuga Bhakti. We are practicing this then. And when it will be practiced, then it is a ragatmik prem. When we have no ragatmik prem and we are cultivating by our whole senses for that bhakti, then it is raganuga. And when we'll accept the same thing which Rupa Goswami possesses in his, what is that? Palyadasi of Srimati Radhika. We conditioned soul have only right to go in this, not to being Lalita Visakha. We cannot accept all these things. It is beyond the limit of conditioned soul. We can follow only Rupa Goswami and Rupa Rati, Lavang Manjari and all Mandiri. But Sahaji Baba, they told, oh, you are Lalita, I am Lalita. This is like a Mayabad, that is monism. Don't try to go in these things, artificially. Don't do nakal.
Imitation.
Don't do imitation. Come in the process of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and that process is elaborately told by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur portal, but that near future, so many hundreds, thousands of Western devotees are coming with Sikha and Tulsi Mala, and they will meet with Indian devotees and they will do Haribol, Haribol, Gaur Pramanand. They will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And then our whole world, it will spread this mission of, pure mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he is the root of all preaching, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So we are indebted to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, really. Today is the auspicious day. There are so many things to be told. I may tell it briefly any another day. But I think that what was useful for you, they have told everything about Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Also, today is the auspicious day for Srila Gadadhar. Gadadhar Prabhu is himself not only associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is himself, herself, Srimati Radhika. Krishna take the beauty, golden beauty, and mood of Srimati Radhika. And he came in a form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauchandra. Actually, he is Krishna. Only to satisfy his three modes, Aradhaya, Pranaya, Mahima, Kibrusho, this. And to sprinkle the mercy, to give that prem to all jivas here. Because he is so merciful. And he is so rashi. Krishna prem to jivas. But what kind of Krishna prem? Prem Shri. The beauty of bhakti. What is that beauty of unnata ujjvala rasang swabhakti? That is the mode of Rupa Goswami. Tambularpana Padamardana Payodana, like this, all these things. We are only qualified to go enter in this. Not Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Chandravali and all. We are not like that. So, if Krishna took the mood and beauty of Radhika, then Radhika was like zero? Was she? No. He was only practicing how Srimati Radhika was in meeting and in separation in both ways. How he was happy in serving Krishna and how he was feeling so much separation mode when Krishna used to go to Mathura or Dwarka or in cowherding or if Srimati Radhika has maan. Sometimes Krishna used to have maan also. So here in these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu was looking after always very carefully that Krishna is playing my role actually or not. Where is defect? So always looking after. And if there was any loophole, there was some loopholes sometimes in Krishna also. So he used to rebuke Krishna and to teach that this mood is mine. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Gaya, and now he was playing role, O Krishna of everyone. This is the mood of Srimati Radhika. Ai Deena Dayadra Nath He Mathura Nath Kada Valokkase Hridayam Tad Alok Kataram Daita Brahma. Like, also there is one slok which Madhavendra Puri used to recite. Hey Krishna, hey Chapala, hey Karunaika Sindhu. What is shloka? Hey Krishna, hey Chapala, hey Karunaika Sindhu. But what is the first line? Or in Srimad Bhagavatam. Like, hey Nath, हे रमण हे पृष्ठ क्वासी क्वासी महाभुज कृपणाया दर्शास्ते सखे दर्शयेशन में हिम लाइक दिस. सो गदाधर पंडित वाज एसोसिएट ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन बॉयहुड. ही यूज्ड टू प्ले इन द लेंस ऑफ नवद्वीप विद चैतन्य महाप्रभु व्हेन दे वर नेकेड. When they were reading in schools, Pathshala, he was also associated of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came from Gaya, he was associated. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took renounce order and gave up his worldly life, he was also associated with him. And he went to Jagannath Puri with him. And he promised that I will never give up this holy land of Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. Now he was ready to give up this promise. Chetra Sanyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, get him. Oath of his own head, don't go. You should be here. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that I should go alone Vrindavan. Otherwise, if Gadadhar will go, then all will know that I am Krishna. So he was fearing so much. So anyhow, he stopped Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was coming with him up to any village of Odisha. And there was a very big river. Then Mahaprabhu told that, you should come with me from here. He should stop you. I am giving you my oath of my head. Then he at once became faint and Mahaprabhu at once as a nishthur, cruel hearted, he went alone with two Brahmins, unknown Brahmins, and he went to Vrindavan. When he came, he used to be with Gadadhar Pandit in Gopinath temple. Gopinath?
Tota
Gopinath. Once, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. At once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and told, Gadadhar, I want to give you my near and dear thing to you. Because I want to take. He told that, take some sands from here. And a little sand was taken from there, and a Gopinath, very beautiful deity, came from sand. And he gave it to. He told that, this is my heart, you should always worship this deity. He began to worship. Once Nityananda Prabhu came, having some cloth and beautiful rice and something else, and he gave to Gadadhar that you should make preparation of rice, saag and all other things. Gadadhar Pandit was so expert in cooking because she was Radhika, and everything cooked by her was like more than nectar. Very quickly he did rice that Nityananda Prabhu, and he gave that vastra to cloth to Gopina, and he took some tetul patta, tamarind leaves, and cooked a very good rasala from that. He took some forest shark, green leaves, and made it so beautiful. And when he offered, and Nityananda Prabhu was to take prasad, at once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told, oh, you are cheating me. Why you not invited me? And you are going to take only alone Nityananda and Gadadhar both? I will also take Mahaprasada. Then he also sat there. And Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu took prasada. And they were very satisfied there. After some time, one day, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. But Krishna disappeared from Braja. No, from Ras Leela. And they were singing and weeping with tears. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kabviriritam kalmashapaham shabanamangalam shimadatatam huvigrinanti te bhuridajana. Mahaprabhu began, her heart was melted. Gadadhar Prabhu recited in such a separation mood that Mahaprabhu was melted. He began to wail. He runs at once towards the temple and went to Jagannath and mixed in Jagannath,
Gopinath.
Gadadhar Prabhu was waiting that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will return, but he never returned, never returned. Then he became fainted and rolling down on the earth. Oh Mahaprabhu, where you have left us? In Prem, in the mature stage of Prem, a Mahabirhagni comes, like Koti Koti Prayagni. Means what I told. In matured stage of Prem, a Mahabirahagni, like more than Koti Koti Pralayagni,
at the time of destruction, millions of times more than that,
whole world burning in that, coming from the third eyes of Shankar, all are burning. So lakhs and lakhs time more than that. Very painful.
a stage comes. Gopi feel like this, in this separation. 1 month separation, and 1 moment separation. So painful for this. A arti comes. Arti comes. Arti means? Oh, Krishna, where you are? Where you are? Like this. This makes a very anarvachaniya sampatti. Anarvachaniya sampatti means?
Indescribable wealth.
Wealth. And in this stage, this wealth, what wealth? That I am telling. It dances over all kinds of happiness on the heads of all ananda. And that is called vipralambharas. Though it is seen very painful from outside, more than crores and crores heat of pralayagni. Pralayagni means?
Destruction fire.
But yet, a anarvachani ananda comes. By seeing this, Krishna melts. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was melted with this virahagni of Srila Gadadhara Pandit. We cannot define this when we will be in Braja. And when we will feel separation, then we can know something. But we cannot describe to anyone. But it is the highest thing. And if there is nothing, then we cannot taste meeting of Krishna. So, Krishna is melted to see the devotee stage of separation mood. In our sadhana stage, we will have to feel some separation. If you are not feeling separation for Krishna, how we can do anything for Krishna? We cannot do any sadhana. But if feeling separation, that is sadhana actually. And then more and more, and when we will come to bhavdasa, then this something, abhas of that Virahagni will be manifest here, and then Siddhasarir will come in this stage. So, the ordinary person, they cannot know what is that separation mood. Say, they laugh sometimes. When Srivas Pandit was rolling down on the earth and weeping bitterly, hearing the sloka of Varaha Pidam Natavarvapyo, and all the pandits of Navadvip were laughing and joking, and they took his body and they throw him out of that school. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very serious. They don't know Bhagavad even. So they laugh and joke. So Chaitanya, so Srimad Bhagavati is telling, Mukti dadati na asma bhakti yogam. Mukti dadami karhi chit. Krishna gave liberation and can give liberation and all these things, worldly things he can give easily. Mukti also very easily. But this prem Krishna does not give to them. Why? Because they don't know, realize this separation mode. They laugh and joke to devotees. That is why Krishna, he gets to rare only. Very rare. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur was one of them. And he was the incarnation or manifestation of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Gaur Shakti. And Gaur Shakti is Gadadhar himself. He is Srimati Radhika himself. So if you will take shelter in the lotus feet of Gadadhar Pandit and to Srimati Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then we will come in process and very quickly we will enter in Bhakti realm, Shuddha Bhakti realm.
Gaur Premanande Jasumati Nandana Brajavarna Agara Jasumati Nandana. Oh, more loudly.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. the new names are given to the devotees. Read the name and then they should stand up. And
Bhakti Silvana, you can stand up.
What?
Soba.
Bubha?
Soba.
Where? You are given name Shobha Rani, the beauty of Srimati Radhika. So Shobha Rani ki?
Asikni Devi Dasi.
Ashalata Dasi, the creeper of Asha. Hope that the Asha is like, I will be the Palya Dasi or maid servant of Srimati Radhika. So the Palya Dasi or any Dasi of Radhika is Ashalata Dasi, the name of any gopi. Ashalata Devi ki?
Dr. Gautam.
Where is?
Giridhari.
Giridhari Das. Giridhari, who took on his finger Giriraj, Govardhan. He is Giridhari. So Giridhari Das is that one. Giridhari Das Brahmachari ki?
Bhakti Nila.
Oh, very good name. What?
Leela Madhuri.
Leela Madhuri. Leela Madhuri. Leela Madhuri Devi ki?
Yes.
Your name is what name? Leela Madhuri.
Leela.
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 Krishna Leela. Very beautiful. So sweet.
Then, I don't know her name, but she is married with Ananta Das.
Ananta Das? Oh. What else?
Her name is Rukmini. You have not changed the name.
Rukmini Dashi. Who gave you this name? Your father, mother? Who?
Indra Dandama.
So you want to change or you want to keep this name? Okay, I will give you. Sit down.
Okay.
And all the names which are bona fide, so I did not change. So all names are okay. I will think and I will give proper name. Then you should do kirtan, aarti, and we will finish.